The key of a piece of music, basically speaking, is the note or the chord that just feels like home. So how does a composer decide a key for their music? Well, a big motivator is keeping the musicians happy. Very important. Back in the day, some instruments could only play in certain keys. Trumpets, for example, could only change key by doing a bit of plumbing and changing tubes around. So music with trumpets could only be in certain keys. Even today, if you want an instrument to really shine, you've got to write for the range where it's happiest. It's not just instruments either. Singers have limits to their ranges. Imagine the meltdowns you'd get if your favourite opera singer couldn't sing that high note. There are other logical reasons for choosing a key of composition. Bach's 48 preludes and fugues are actually two sets of 24. He wrote a prelude and fugue in each of the 12 keys in the scale, 12 each for major and minor. This was to celebrate the fact that Bach's time saw a new system of tuning that finally made it possible to do that. Clever. Okay, so far, some practical, logical reasons for choosing the home key for a piece of music. Time for some mystery. If you listen to a piece in C major, it might feel innocent and carefree. C minor could be a declaration of love, but lament at unhappy love. Stay with me on this. D major is triumph and success. D minor, and I quote, melancholy womanliness, the spleen and humour's brood. Sounds like medieval sorcery. Look, these descriptions aren't mine. They come from a list published in the 1800s by a German musicologist. It's quite a read. I'll put it up on the website for you. I don't know whether you buy into all of this or not, but I'll make an important point. Many of the great composers did. Mozart and Beethoven lived at a time when these characteristics were readily accepted. So if, say, Mozart chose G major for a piece, it's likely, and let's go back to that list, it's likely that he meant it to sound rustic, idyllic, and lyrical. Or if he chose G minor, he was conjuring up discontentment, unease, and worry. So he wrote the music accordingly. It's like a chicken and egg situation, isn't it? Maybe it's to do with the peculiarities of tuning an instrument, meaning the spaces between the notes aren't all the same. Or maybe there's something going on with the frequency of some sounds resonating with our bodies. But many people will argue that if you take one piece of music and change it from one key to another, it will greatly affect how you feel. So why are certain pieces of music in certain keys? Well, there's practical reasons, such as the restrictions or the characteristics of certain instruments and voices. Or the choice can be part of an overall system, such as in Bach's 48 preludes and fugues. But I think most interesting is this idea that a musical key will immediately and mysteriously take you into a different emotional world.